Salomon Dastron, Disc 6.
As late afternoon faded into evening, the three companions sat tending to each other's wounds. Thrug winced as Rokangus dug a beak fragment from his back.
Ouch! Go easy there, you feathered fiend!
Stop grieving, Planktail. You'll live. Hold still while I get this coat claw out of your thick head.
Baby Dumble was counting his war wounds.
2, 3, 6, 9, 20, 15. Wow, that's a lot.
Oi, and that's a lot out there, matey. Look.
They followed the direction of Thrug's pointing paw. Halfway between the pine grove and the stream bed, the land was black with crows. They crowded together like beetles in a cellar. Thrug sat down with his back against the sun-dried bank.
No beast could fight off that many, Rokangus. We're done for.
The falcon preened his tattered breast feathers.
Aye, but by the crag we'll go out a-fightin'.
Dumble searched in the sand of the stream bed.
I'm on a new stick to fight more crones with.
Slowly, the sun began sinking in the west. The sky was a warm peach colour, with dove-grey pennants of cloud showing silver underbellies. Heat waves still shimmered in the distance. Thrug sat a while, gazing sadly at the beauty of it all.
It ain't too bad for an old stream dog like me. We've had a good innings and enjoyed myself. But you two young'uns, oh, I wish you could have seen more seasons to your string before you have to go. Still and all, we're all good mateys, so we'll take a load of them with us and go out in the good company of each other.
Dumble had found a stick. He peered over the bank, wrinkling his nose, fearless in his babyish innocence.
Why are all the crones quiet, Rokangus?
The young falcon winced as he settled his fractured wing right.
You'd best hope those birds stay quiet, laddie. When the beasties start up their chanting again, that's when they'll come for us.
Candom will have some squashy blackberries and pears, Mr. Thrug.
Thrug undid the haversack that he had used as a flail upon the bodies of many crows. The once tasty contents were squashed flat.
Bless your heart, little un. Course you can. Help yourself.
The otter sat with a sad smile on his face, watching Dumble eat. Rokangus touched his paw with the uninjured wing.
Dinna worry, stream dog. We'll give yon birds a battle to remember and sing about. Those that are left alive.
The last gleam of twilight was showing on the horizon when the massed army of crows began to chant themselves into a frenzy. It echoed, dirge-like, across the deserted countryside.